The Sefer Yikra begins to focus, and by Yikra and Tzav, to focus on the karbanos that are offered inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Mishkan. One of the really interesting questions, it has implications in the world of Lamdas, but it's an idea also which is relevant to the world of Machshava, is what exactly the relationship is between karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that we've been speaking about in the Mishkan, we've been speaking about the Mishkan and Chuma, Tetzav, Yaakov, Pekudei, now we're beginning with Karbanos. What exactly is the relationship between them? The most, I guess, the way it's often said over is that the Rambam seems to have one view in particular, where the Rambam seems to frame the mitzvah d'oraisa to build a Mishkan or to build a Mikdash as being a place that we build in order to offer Karbanos. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Livnos, what does he call the Beis HaMikdash? A Beis Avoda. A place where we can do Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos, Beis HaBechira, Mitzvahs Asei La'asos Bayis Lashem, Muchon Lihios Makrivim Bo HaKarbanos. That the simple pshat in Rambam is that the goal of building the Mishkan and the goal of building the Mikdash is that we are creating the most ideal and best place in order for us to then be able to fulfill these mitzvos of avoda, these mitzvos of karbanos. That's a simple pshat in Rambam. There are, however, a variety of indications, both in Rambam and in others, that perhaps that is actually not the case. Number one, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Edios that we are makriv and mafal pisha in bayis, that me'ikar adin, as long as there's kedusha on har habayis, we could offer karbanos even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. As long as the place is kadosh, we're good to go. So it seems like at least one could exist without the other. It looks like one could exist without the other. That's the beginning of Ha'ara. Number two, the Ramban in his Perush al HaTorah in a bunch of different places, very famously, the Ramban points out that it doesn't seem for him that the primary goal of the Beis HaMikdash itself is to offer karbano as a place for avoda, but rather it's a place of Hasras HaShchina. It is a walking or traveling Maimad Har Sinai, a place of this unbelievable Vasuli Mikdash Shechanti Besocham, and that's really what the Mikdash itself really is. Karbanos, in that sense, could either be somewhat independent, it exists with a different goal, or it may be that Karbanos play an important role in terms of making it a place of Asura Shashchina, improving the quality, developing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that kind of a place. And that's at least considered to be part of it, that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. There are those who maintain that even for Rambam, that one can detect a little bit that maybe karbanos are not the main thrust of Beis HaMikdash, but maybe it is in fact something else. Part of this discussion is well known. Part of the discussion is a Ha'ara that in my mind, I think came out in print this week. The Ha'ara which is more well known is that the Nevi'im and Sefer Yeshaya and Sefer Yirmiyah at times come out almost swinging against the primary role of karbanos. It sounds even in Sefer Yirmiyah, it sounds like a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, like, I didn't even tell you to bring karbanos. In Sefer Yeshayah, Lama li rov zivcheichem yomer Hashem, I have enough karbanos. It's not what I'm looking for. It sounds like karbanos are somewhat less critical. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, in a well-known, there's two pieces there, but in a well-known piece, where the Rambam downplays elements of karbanos being associated with an avoda. The reason why we are commanded to bring karbanos would somehow break us away from the avodah zarah that we were used to. The Rambam says it's not about karbanos. Karbanos are there; they improve maybe our yediyas Hashem, but it's not the etzem tachlas bifnei atzma to bring the karban. Rav Yossi Zagatinsky in his new kuntres akasi avdei Hashem anan has a very very beautiful ha'ara. It's a methodological assumption that I don't want to talk about right now, but he argues as follows: the Rambam typically, in the Rambam Seder of Halachas, the Rambam tends to put in the beginning that which is most fundamental, and that which is tafel, he seems to mention only at the end. Because of that, he finds the Rambam's overall structure in Sefer Avoda to be incredibly perplexing. The Rambam begins Sefer Avoda by talking about Hilchos, Beis HaBechira, by talking about the Beis HaMikdash. And he goes through there in Sefer Avoda. He goes through as well, I'll just give you the order right now, but he goes through after Beis HaMikdash, he then goes through Hilchos Klei HaMikdash V'HaOvdimbo, then Hilchos Bias Mikdash, and only after all the Mikdash discussions does he then get into discussions about Karbanos. If Karbanos is the most fundamental, Karbanos is the Iker, especially if Karbanos, we would point out, could be offered absent the Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't Karbanos have been offered first? Shouldn't it have been first written in Rambam? Why is it written dafka at the way end of Sefer Avodah? So he therefore suggests linking the Rambam here to Rambam Mor Nevuchim, which is a big assumption, also not for now, that perhaps it's because the Rambam had a particular view about the nature of Karbanos, and that is as follows. The Rambam understood, in many ways similar to the Ramban, that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was not only that we be able to offer Karbanos there. Karbanos there don't have a tachlis bifnei atzman the same way. However, what Karbanos are able to do is, what it can do is, Karbanos bring us into the Mikdash and strengthen our relationship to that world of a Mikdash. It's not tachlis bifnei atzman that it has inherent value. It's that when you're there, it strengthens our relationship to the Ribono Shel Olam. It strengthens in a deeper and real way the kind of hiskashrus panimis that we are trying to have to the world of Mikdash and the world of Shechina, and that in fact is perhaps really the goal of Karbanos. Not the carbon itself, but what the carbon does. But the Rambam highlights the idea of Binyan Beis HaMikdash because it really is about a Mikdash. Karbanos is the tool that we use to tap into to make ourselves connected to that world of Mikdash and that role of Ashras HaShechina. One Ha'arot, just Derech, a little bit of Lamdas here, which I think relates to this. Some of the Achronim point out, the fact that the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah is perplexing, given that the Rambam does not count a Hechsher mitzvah. If the entire goal of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is to set us up to be able to offer Karbanos, so then Lichora, it shouldn't really have been counted as a separate mitzvah. The fact that Rambam counts a separate mitzvah called Hilchos Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Hilchos Binyan Mishkan, Vasui Mikdash, seems to indicate that it does have a particular value. Points out Rzakhtinsky to go one step further in what is, I think, a very sharp ha'ara. We spoke about this years ago, elements of it, so I don't want to repeat. But there are many, many parallels between Purim and Beis HaMikdash. There are many parallels between Purim and Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, again, the big day kahuna seemed to appear for certain days in Chazal. Even as far as the, Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, we seem to have these references to the galus that took place of Chorban. There's a lot to talk about as far as their precise relationship between the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim itself, the Mishta and its parallels. There's a lot to say. One of the ideas which he develops is what is the nature and purpose of that particular connection between Purim and the Beis HaMikdash. He suggests that part of it is dafka, this idea. That what the Mikdash represents is the appreciation that it isn't just the maisa that you happen to do, but it's the inner meaning that gets generated as a result of those particular actions. That there's something deeper that we are searching for. There's a deeper connection that we want to have with Ribono Shel Olam. Karbanos help foster that deeper connection to Ribono Shel Olam more than it is just about the maisa mitzvah independently. He suggests it's a lot of the goal of Purim also. Purim, which is a day, not for now, the same way, about developing a more internal connection to Ribono Shel Olam. That, some explain, is why there are costumes to cover up and make the external less relevant, because it's a day which is focused more on the pnimi. Those who are more supportive of drinking will point out similar things of the nichnas yayin yatsa sod, of the inside, of highlighting that world of inside in a real way, and that may be part of Purim. That may be part of Purim also, that same thing. He goes one step further and suggests not only is it the Beis HaMikdash and its relationship to many of the mitzvos hayom of Purim, but rather it may also relate to the Gemara in Shabbos on Peches, the unique Kabbalah HaTorah of Purim. Purim is Kimu V'Kiblu, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, that one of the things that we're accepting with Torah, we already had Torah, but he suggests, again, not for now all the rayas, but he suggests that part of the Torah that we're Mekabel on Purim is a Torah which is not just a Torah that a person sits down and happens to learn. It's a Torah which fosters a certain kind of deeper connection to Ribono Shel Olam. That the same way a person has an increased Hashras Shechina Ayadei Karbanos in the Mikdash, so a person has an increased Hashras Shechina, as the Mishnayos tell us in Avos, that when people learn the Shechina is present, that when a person is there and they're learning Torah, and they're learning Torah well, that also fosters a certain kind of Hashras Shechina. The mitzvah is important in itself, but it's about what it fosters as far as a certain kind of internal connection that a person is able to have with Ribono Shel Olam all here. This does relate to a broader perspective in Torah Chassidus, not only about Karbanos. It says in Zohar, Zohar refers to the Taryag Mitzvos as Taryag Eitan, 613 pieces of advice. The Zohar is not commenting on the optional nature of Mitzvos. The Torah, the Zohar, as understood by many of the Hasidim, is noting that in many ways the mitzvot are pieces of advice for how a person develops a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the way we develop a relationship. They have value, but how we develop a relationship. That is in many ways what a lot of Purim is about, what a Karbanos is about. You just look even in the Rishonim there, the impact it has on me, what these actions do, and how do they foster within me a greater sense of appreciation and acknowledgement of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and my trying to create the right context to be able to have the ideal form of Hashra'as HaShechina. That is certainly a huge piece of all of this. Have a wonderful rest of your day.